Hey friend, it's that time again where we are opening up the next session of the Faith Fueled Mastermind for Women. So excited. This has been such an incredible program for the last 8 months, and we're just growing. And so if you are an ambitious faith-fueled woman who just wants to go deeper in your faith, activate your faith in a new way, renew your mind with Christ so you can live a purpose-fueled life, partnering up with God every single day, then this is for you. We are a tight-knit community of women, and we are growing in the Lord and growing together as a community. Make sure you head over to my brand new website. If you haven't heard yet, it's addictedtothclimb.com. We just transferred about a week ago to that. So if you have been using kellytyan.com and it's not coming up, we are now addictedtothclimb.com, where you can find all the things that I have for you. My community, my prayer community, some great resources so you can activate your faith. All the goods are right inside that website. If you are looking for a speaker who wants to bring empowerment to your people, I'm here for it. So head over to addictedtothclimb.com for all the things and the mastermind that is starting in April. I would love to get your application and have a conversation with you to see if this would be a great fit for you. Let's go deeper in your faith. Let's elevate our lives together. That's what God wants. We have to keep climbing. So thanks for tuning in today. Enjoy this episode, and I'll catch you at the next one. Welcome to Addicted to the Climb. I am your host, Kelly Tyan. As a faith-fueled health and transformation coach, author, and breast cancer survivor, my mission is to provide you with the wisdom, the tools, and all the success tips that I've learned along my own journey in health, fitness, faith, and personal development. Plus, you'll hear some incredible and inspiring conversations that will motivate you and empower you to keep on climbing no matter what you're going through. Let's buckle up to start a brand new climb together and start showing up differently as we work our way to the top. Right now, this is your time to take in all the positivity and all the blessings that God has for you. So let's get started. Okay, today's episode is something real special, because I took this training from my mastermind and I wanted you to hear it. I wanted to give you a sneak peek of what we do inside the mastermind, because we come together and this is where we ignite our faith and go deeper into the Bible and what God has for us. You know, God has a plan for you and He doesn't want you going through life alone. I always say in the mastermind, this is where we grow through life together instead of just going through the motions of life, feeling alone. And when we come together, I just know that the women inside, they just get ignited to go deeper in their faith. They go to new levels in their dreams and goals. That's what God wants for you. So if any of this resonates, it gets you excited, listen to the message today and hit the link in the show notes. Check us out. The mastermind is open right now to apply. I'd love to see your application to see if this would be a good fit for you. Enjoy the episode, and I'll hope to catch you on the other side. We're just asking you, Lord, to lead us right where we are in this very moment. Take us where you want us to go. And we're just lifting this night up to you, this conversation, Lord, that just speak to our hearts in a new way for a new week. We love you. We worship you. I lift these women up to you right now to just settle their minds. The day is over. It's a new week. Let us just refresh, renew our thoughts all in you, as you are the CEO in the center of our lives. Thank you, Jesus, in your precious and mighty name. As I was, you know, praying and asking the Lord to speak to me, it was really about developing spiritual discipline in our lives, which we are constantly doing, right? And wholeheartedly loving the Lord. So he can birth in us what he wants to birth, not what we want to birth. That's just been coming up for me a lot, you know, with we talk about a lot together as a group in here, you know, giving us clarity, making sure we're on the right path, being aligned with his assignment. And I just wrote a lot of things down over this week, but more I want to focus tonight on, and I want you guys to share more tonight a little bit of what I'm talking about. And it's speaking life into our atmosphere, into our lives, into our children, into our homes, and then the workplace, all the things we do talk about, but a little differently tonight. And I want us to end tonight with a new declaration, okay? And I'll get into that as we go. But I know a lot of women, they just speak so many different emotions over themselves, like scarcity, like I don't have enough. You know, the words that we speak are so powerful. I know we know this, but many of us, and I notice a lot of women, they're giving life to those words. And we really have to always be mindful of that, like, you know, giving life to fear, giving life to a scarcity mindset, giving life, birthing life to worry. You know, if I sat back, I remember like talking about my son playing lacrosse. There were times years back, because the kids always have to try out, whether they're in sixth grade, there's just always basketball tryouts or whatever. And I would be afraid, like I would join his fear. And I remember not handing it over. I've just grown so much in the Lord that when he was in sixth grade, I remember just me worrying, is what if he doesn't make it? Oh my gosh. And I'm speaking these words out, not really to him, but the way I just rewired my brain over the years, it's just so powerful. And I notice a lot of women, they're not doing that, not you guys, but this message, as I tell you every week, might not just be for you tonight. It could be for someone else that really needs to hear this as a reminder. You know, a daughter, a whoever is in your life. It doesn't have to be a woman. Who are you giving life to right now? What are you speaking life into right now? It's just something to think about. And our jobs as Christian women growing in our faith is to create these noble and just amazing reputations that when people see us coming, we're lights. You know, that Bible verse, does anyone know which one I'm talking about? We're a light on the hill. It's actually in my book. I just don't remember the exact one. We're lights on a hilltop. We're not supposed to dim our lights. And that's what we want people to see always. And I wrote James 3:10 says, this is very powerful. James 3:10 says, we should not let both blessings and cursings issue from our mouths. That verse, I had like my hair stood up on my arms today when I reread it before, you know, this afternoon. Because a lot of times we're loving the Lord, right? But then we're scared or we're worried about what the next step is, or we're worried about something that's happening in our lives, the situation that's in front of us that we're facing. And James 3:10, I haven't read that verse in a long time. You guys should really write it down and get it somewhere so it can remind you that we should not let both blessings and cursings issue from our mouths. And that's a command. God's like, how can you be praising me and then turn around and say, well, I'm scared. What if it doesn't work out? Like, what if this happens? Or, you know, again, God provides. When God gives you the vision, he gives also provision. So that's where our trust has to really come in. And we have to declare these things over our lives. You know, when we went over the virtuous woman, the Proverbs 31 woman, verse 26 says, on whose tongue is the teaching of kindness, kindness to ourselves and kindness to those in our circles. Because as children of God, We need to be excellent. You know how we talk a lot about becoming a woman of excellence, but we have to focus more on being excellent in our speech, what we say, the way we're speaking life. Look, I'm sure today, like, tell me the truth. Did any of you were you hesitant about something today? Did any kind of fear come up? Did you doubt yourself in any way? James 3:10, we have to ble we can't let blessings and cursings, they cannot take up our mind space. They just can't at the same exact time. We have to choose our faith, choose to put our trust in Him and say, okay, I'm your daughter. This is how you created me. And why am I doubting myself? I mean, you guys know me now. I've held myself back and I played small and I kind of didn't want to be seen and I wouldn't speak up. And it was only hurting me. Think about that, ladies. When we do that, only hurting ourselves. We're not, no one else is affected. All you're doing is playing small. And that's really what this is about, is that's not what God wants for us. He wants us to become excellent women. You don't want to bury your destiny. You want to birth it with Him, trusting in the process. So we tend to bury things ourselves when we don't choose faith, you know, when we doubt ourselves, when we feel like we're incapable, or maybe the people in the room are just intimidating to us, or whatever that looks like for you. But that's not what God is saying, daughter, these are your gifts. This is what I gave you. You're a beautiful woman that can stand with any other woman. Any other, and if they look down upon you, or if they're not, you know, accepting of you, then they're not worthy of you. You move into a different space. That's it. And you'll know in your heart, your intuition, that you're in the wrong room, because God puts His women together like this to rise up together, to help each other climb to that next level. So that's who our God is, which is how it should be, right? I mean, if they started, you know, making you feel inferior or anything like that, then we know that that's not our place. Those are not our people, right? That's a sign from Him. You know, you might have the vision of that's the kind of work that you want to do, but we also have to know and have discernment of the people that we're putting ourselves in the rooms with. That's discernment, ladies, and that's something that you cannot take lightly. You might think, you know, God gave me this dream. Oh my gosh, like, and I'm going in to do whatever. And then you get there and you have this gut feeling that it's just not right. That's God showing you, open your eyes. This is not the right room for you. I will find you another room, but that's discernment. So we just got to always make sure that we are discerning as well. Okay, super important. Because I know for me, I have found myself in some really not great places, not great places. And I wasn't listening to my intuition at all. I just thought this is where I'm supposed to be. And it just never ended well. So you learn as you grow in your faith, and God shows you things, and your discernment gets clearer and better. And so I also wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, loving the Lord, wholehearted devotion, and what that looks like. Because I have a couple of verses that I wanted to share. Because we have our minds, right? La the last couple of weeks, we were talking about the mind of Christ, taking on the mind of Christ. But we have the mind, and there's also the heart, and they're very different, because the mind involves our intellect, right? Our understanding and reasoning in our relationship with Him. And as we study the Bible every single week, every single day, and we pray on His truths and we learn, you know, what Jesus tells us, we are always seeking, and this is what I wrote down, to comprehend His character and the will He has for us, right? Where we want to know, what is God's will for me in my life? Because what it looks like for me is different from you. This type of love is more intellectual, it's not emotional. It's rooted in the knowledge and in the understanding of what God desires for us. Romans 12:2 says, remember, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So this is more of renewing your mind, your intellect, your reasoning, what you're thinking. That verse emphasizes how important, though, it is for us, Romans 12, 2, to constantly renew our mind every single morning when we wake up during the day, as we're on the path that we're on and we're getting frustrated or aggravated, or we're feeling inferior or we're feeling insecure. That's renewing of your mind, saying, wait a minute, that's God said, this is what God says, that I need to renew my mind and remember, I'm a daughter of the King. He equipped me for a time such as this. I can do this, whatever room I'm in, whatever project or task that's in front of me. He equipped me for this moment. And that's where we have to go with our mind, renewing of the mind, according to his truths. And he will enable us to discern in obedience his will. Now, loving God wholeheartedly involves our emotions affecting and affections. It's how we respond to God's love, his grace, and goodness towards us. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul. It's like the famous verse, and with all your strength. And this is emphasizing the love that God wants from us with our whole entire being. Next Bible verse I wrote, Proverbs 8:17 says, I love this so much too. This just popped out at me. Proverbs 8:17, I love those who love me. And then he goes on in verse 21 and says, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth and true riches, and that I may fill their treasuries. Verse 19, these little verses right here, Proverbs 8, go reread Proverbs 8. It's all about wisdom and understanding and the love he has for us. And verse 19 says, his fruit is better than gold, and my yield is better than choice silver. Meaning the provision that he has for you is worth all the gold in the world, and he wants to give that to you. He wants to be your provider, but it's up to us to connect the mind and the heart in loving him with our whole being. But remember, the mind is rooted in the knowledge and in the understanding, and the heart is in his grace. Does that make sense to you guys? Are you following me? I just want to make sure I'm not saying anything that you're confused about or you have any questions. I wanted to talk a little bit about the mind because we studied so much about taking on the mind of Christ, but it's also the wholeheartedness of our heart, knowing that by grace we're saved. And that's our whole being. I mean, we always need to hear this. This is why it's so important for us to study the Word of God together. It's so important so we can feel lifted every time we meet you guys, every time we're here in this group together, so we can walk away feeling different than we got here at 7 o'clock. I always want you to feel that at 8 o'clock, wow, I'm seeing things a little bit differently tonight. I'm hearing God's voice a little clearer tonight. I'm feeling his love a little deeper tonight. I'm knowing something more than what I knew before I came onto the call. Okay, people, you just got a glimpse of what we do inside the mastermind. It is such a beautiful space, and I really pray that you just seek the Lord with your whole heart today and all week. And I just pray favor over you and blessing over you and healing over you right now. Thank you for listening. Again, go over to the show notes, click on the link to apply to the mastermind. I'd love to see if this is a good fit for you, because you never know where your life can go when you really ignite your faith. Love you so much. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for being here every week, because my goal is to always empower and inspire you so you can keep on climbing even when life gets tough. If you felt blessed today, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And one of the ways you can help me is if you would leave me a 5-star rating and a review. This is really how I can help more people just like you. You can do this right on your podcast app on your phone. It's super easy. It will only take 1 minute. Also, if you want to be part of my private community on Facebook, head over there to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, and I'll meet you inside. Or you can even head over to my website, kellytyan.com, to get more inspiration and resources to keep you on your own climb. Thank you again, and have a healthy and happy week.